Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, August 31st, 2018. Hope all is well. This is the Friday you've been waiting on, the Chick-fil-A Football Friday, College Football Friday. Looking forward to seeing you out here at Chick-fil-A of Clemson today. We've got a lot of things to do, a lot of things to look forward to. We have three Friday guests to tell you about. Josh Williams joins us at 7:25 this morning. We'll talk about the Sharp Money Game of the Week to look at, what the Sharps are betting on. Also talk a little Texas, Maryland, a little Washington, Auburn, Miami, LSU, Michigan, Notre Dame, and Virginia Tech, FSU. We'll see what Vegas is saying about those. Scott Reimer of the Tiger Pregame Show joins us at 7:45. It is the 200th consecutive edition of the Tiger Pregame Show. We'll get with Mr. Reimer at 7:45, previewing that show and also previewing the opening game of the season, Clemson and Furman from Death Valley tomorrow. And at 8:05 this morning, Tyler Vizen from the folks at Jinx Inc. Realty will be here. He's got a lot to talk about in the outside the hunting and fishing world, but also a pretty interesting challenge, inter-office challenge they have, and it could mean free food to you. We'll tell you about that coming up a little bit later on. Again, I'm at Chick-fil-A of Clemson, where we're going to talk today about Josh Belk being eligible in the college football world. He will be playing right away at South Carolina. Not in great shape, but he'll play right away at South Carolina. We had college football last night. In case you did not see it, we had some interesting endings of games last night. Central Florida beat UConn 56-17. That was an interesting ending. That was the only ranked team that played last night. The Power Five schools that opened the season last night, Minnesota, they rode the boat gently down the stream. They beat New Mexico State 48-10. Other Power Five games last night, perhaps the best game, Northwestern beat Purdue 31-27. A fairly controversial call at the end of the game preserves that for Northwestern. The Wildcats go on the road and take the opening Big Ten game of the year. Wake Forest, it took overtime, but Wake Forest beat Tulane last night 23-17. Oklahoma State beat Missouri State 58-17. It was Utah beating Weber State 41-10. Weber State. It was Texas A&M beating Northwestern State 59-7. I was not all that impressed with the lines of scrimmage at Texas A&M last night. I thought Kellen Mond played pretty well. Obviously, Trayvon Williams is a first-class back. One pretty good wide receiver. Wasn't really impressed with A&M altogether there. We have football tonight on a college football Friday, including Syracuse, future Clemson opponent, playing Western Michigan tonight. We'll have Michigan State and Utah State tonight. Duke and Army go tonight. We have a top five team playing tonight. Wisconsin, ranked fourth in the country, plays Western Kentucky. Stanford, a top 15 team, plays tonight. Their 13th-ranked Cardinal plays San Diego State. And then Colorado State tonight, all leading up to our pregame show tomorrow at 6 a.m. and then the kickoff kicking off the 2018 season, Clemson and Furman at 12:20 tomorrow. Major League Baseball from last night, the Red Sox won again. The Yankees and the Braves lose again. Red Sox 8.5 games up in the American League East. The Braves 3 games up in the National League East. PGA Tour, second round of their playoffs begin. Tiger Woods, perhaps another new putter, his third putter of this year. That gets underway. First round, you're saying, hey, Mickey, wait. You said it's Friday. What's the first round? Well, this week on the PGA Tour at the TPC Boston, they have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday due to Labor Day. So a Monday finish on the PGA Tour. Tennis goes into the first weekend of the U.S. Open this weekend up at Flushing Meadow. We had the Champions League draw. Interesting that Manchester United and Ronaldo kind of hook up. I'll get Zach's thoughts on some of that coming up. Injury report for Clemson and South Carolina to get to you. And then the Yankees trade for a veteran outfielder that I don't really think that Zach likes too much. We'll get our biggie games of the week. I've got a little weather report for you to tell you about. And then I have an article about the 14 teams that can win the national championship, according to our friends at ESPN.com. Besides that, not a very busy show. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Oil 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, and the man that is manning the ship alone back at the mothership this morning, since I'm at Chick-fil-A of Clemson, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Mickey Plyler, College Football Friday from Chick-fil-A. How excited are you this morning?
If you could jump out of your skin, I've jumped out of my skin already.
Gross.
Yeah, it's just a little pep in a step this morning. How about that? That's the best way to put it.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, a little pep in the step. How about you, buddy? How's your morning so far?
Listen, it's a big, scary place here at the worldwide headquarters of WCCP when you're all by yourself. But we're locked down. We're ready to go. We're excited to go. And looking forward to a great show on Friday here.
Yeah. And you're looking forward to a Tiger Paw biscuit, maybe.
Oh, boy. Don't you be teasing me with that.
Well, I like trying to do that, a little bit of that here today. Hey, buddy, I hadn't, since I'm not there in the studio, not that you normally talk to me before the show anyway.
No, I try to avoid eye contact, actually.
Right, let's just don't pretend like we're some sort of buddies or friends or anything.
No.
But because I'm off location today, off site today, remote today, I didn't get a whole lot of chance to catch up with you. What's going on in your world?
Well,
that's like it's a George Strait song, by the way. What's going on in your world sure is lonesome in mine.
It's a beautiful 68 degrees in the studio today. I just want you to know that. It's just wonderful.
I bet you can hang meat in there this morning.
Oh, man. I got a park on in here. It's so cold. it's really, truly a wonderful thing. Other than that, you know, yesterday was full of watching a lot of football. Last night, it was fantastic to be able to switch over from game to game that I was even interested in. Not like last week where it was week zero and it just wasn't great football. Last night wasn't great football, but it was good enough that it kept my interest for most of the evening.
It did. I did not see a great football team last night.
No.
I think Northwestern can be a top 20 team. I maybe the best team I saw, Central Florida. They outmanned their opponent. A&M is the game I was most interested in. You know, obviously for reasons there that Clemson plays them next week. But I saw bad football. I'll tell you that the season didn't get started to a great start off there where Central Florida player, an Alabama transfer on the opening kickoff goes down. They had to bring the ambulance on the field. Now, at last check, he was moving his extremities. And that's the last I'd heard. Have you heard an update?
He gave a thumbs up coming off the field.
Right.
And I have not seen anything else other than that.
Well, certainly, you know, what we're talking about here is all season long concussions and injuries, and then the very first play of a Thursday night, we get that. So that wasn't a good thing.
Did you see any of the fair catches on kickoffs? Because I didn't see one last night.
I saw about three last night.
I guess
and,
I just missed them.
And I also saw guys that when the ball would barely cross, even on a line drive, barely cross the end zone, that they went ahead and took it there. I think it's a Central Florida game, Central Florida and UConn, where there was a couple of fair catches on the when guys got down to the 2-yard line, and I thought they made mistakes in doing it. But yeah, I saw some of that last night. Comes out at 25. Matter of fact, in the A&M game, it happened. A&M kicks off to Northwestern State. Northwestern State calls a fair catch, puts the ball at the 25-yard line. There was a penalty because Texas A&M was offsides on the play. So the ball goes to the 30-yard line. First play from scrimmage, illegal procedure, false start on the left tackle, back to the 25-yard line, first and 15. Second play, false start, same guy. They're back to the 20-yard line. We had zero plays from scrimmage and three penalties already in the A&M and Northwestern State game. A&M came on to win. Yeah, it was a sloppy deal. It was a sloppy deal. I do have some really good news for you.
Please hit me.
Tomorrow, our chance of isolated thunderstorms have gone down to 30%.
Good.
I want to see that thing down around 10%. But morning sunshine, give way to isolated thunderstorms during the afternoon. High of 88. Winds light to variable. Chance of rain, 30%. It goes down to 20% on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Tonight, if you're going to high school football, high of 87 today. We're going to get down to the high 70s and only about a 20% chance of rain. Sorry, 69, 20% chance of rain tonight. And then for the Labor Day weekend, 40% chance of some morning showers on Sunday. On Monday, should be about 20% all day long. So a good holiday weekend for you there. So hopefully we'll continue that thing to go down. Right now, Zach, we're talking about 30%. That's not a bad deal.
Now, did you find a parking pass, or are you walking down tomorrow?
Well, we have. I think Ben Millsad finally has done all he could do to commandeer, and I think we have a parking pass tomorrow.
All right. I like to hear that.
Yeah. We've got an interesting deal tomorrow. My niece is committed to Clemson.
Yes.
She's playing in perhaps the biggest AJGA event on the East Coast, American Junior Golf Association, on the East Coast, over at Furman this weekend. And so Saturday, here's what they're doing. I think this is interesting. You know, she's a huge Tiger fan, obviously.
Sure.
She tees off. The tee times there are, it's Friday. It's a practice round of the day. It's Saturday, Sunday, Monday against an unbelievable field. Well, the tee times are double tees from 8 until 10 tomorrow. She tees off. She got, and they're going to try to come over as soon as they get done to come over to the game from Furman, by the way, about a 45-minute ride. Mm-hmm. Interesting, Clemson's playing Furman, and she's playing Furman in the morning. So 8 o'clock is the tee time. She got lucky. She's at the very first tee time. It's like a little intervention there. Maybe a little, little prayers were answered there. So they'll be done, and they have to be done in 4 hours and 15 minutes. They'll leave there about 12:30 when the game's kicking off. I think they're going to get here by the second quarter.
You think so?
Yeah, my sister's going to bring her over, and the rest of our families, they're going to ride with us to the game tomorrow. So, but that's pretty interesting that she's going to be Furman and going to buzz on over here to make it, and then she'll have to go back to Furman the next couple of nights. So,
Good luck to her. That sounds exciting. A big weekend for her.
Yeah, pretty exciting. We're going to go over Labor Day. Hey, what are you doing Labor Day? You want to go over with me?
Labor Day to Furman to watch a junior golf tournament.
Oh, man, that sounded so condescending.
I was asking if I was making clear that was what we were asking.
No. You made it sound like, oh, I would never go junior golf. Oh, no. You're not even interested in Tiger Woods this weekend. He has a new putter.
Yeah, what is this new putter you talked about?
It is a prototype from TaylorMade, and it is called a Juno, J-U-N-O. It is more of a blade-style putter. It looks an awful lot like what he's putted with through most of his career, but a prototype from our friends at TaylorMade.
A prototype? How exciting.
Yeah. Speaking of TaylorMade, getting some new golf balls today.
You're going to get them today? That's exciting.
Yeah, I know. Well, I hope we get them today. I don't know. You never know how things turn out there. Yeah. All right, so what did I miss in your world, buddy? I know you watched some football last night. There's had to be something else that the people were interested in.
Well, if the people really want to know, I did some vacuuming yesterday, did some chores around
nice.
The house.
Nice.
I unloaded and reloaded the dishwasher yesterday.
Nice.
I know people are really hanging on every word now. We took the dog to get a nice little take him to get a bath. We gave him a bath yesterday. Cut his nails.
Nice.
You know, he looks great this morning. And
nice.
We really crushed it yesterday in terms of the to-do list.
Speaking of nails and feet, Meredith says that that Marley's feet smell like Frito-Lay chips.
Yes.
I looked it up, and that's a thing.
That's a dog thing, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I call him Frito Bandito now. I didn't know. Hey, I'm going to leave you this in a segment. By the way, what's coming up in segment number two?
Is Marley calling? Is he calling in this morning? Does he have his own phone still or no?
He's got his own phone, but he's had some issues with it, and his charger's down, so
sure.
He can't text. He'll probably text in. You'll see him text in every once in a while.
Of course. Segment two, we were going to talk a little bit about the games last night and kind of dive into a couple of them and see what we saw individually and kind of talk about that.
Good. All right, I'm going to leave you with this in a segment.
Sure.
We all do a little personal stuff here in a segment.
Oh, yeah.
And I know this is the case because we looked it up last night.
Uh-oh.
But Meredith is laying in bed last night, and she says, come look at this. What is it? He goes, she said, he's moving around. You can see it. I'm like, what? He's only 16 weeks old. You can't see this yet because she's barely showing, right?
Yeah.
Little fellas in there moving around. I was like, no, that's got to be like your stomach's girding. That's your heartbeat or something like that. And we looked it up. You can see it at 16 weeks.
How about that? How exciting is that?
Pretty interesting, man. Like, see a little fella kicking around there. You know what he's saying, man. It's football season. Let's go.
I had a dream about that last night.
Really?
I had a dream that it was already February, and, like, she delivered, and it was great. And the whole dream was me just coming to visit you guys at the hospital, and then I woke up. Like, that was all it was. Kid was healthy. It was great. It was a wonderful dream. And then I woke up, and I came and did the show this morning.
I like your dreams, buddy. Yeah, I like your dreams. Keep those going.
It was
great. Very cool. All right, we're going to take our first break from Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Love for you to come by. Hey, tailgate Chick-fil-A style. Get your meals. You know, it's an early game tomorrow. Call in. Go to ilovechickfil-a.com and get your breakfast stuff, get your lunch stuff. You're going to love Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Hey, I do want to tell you that some of those numbers that we just talked about, brought to you by great friends over at University Colleges, universitycolleges.com. You know, we gave you the numbers of the scores. Let me give you one of the more interesting numbers from last night. In that Texas A&M game, for the Clemson fans out there that are wondering about it, that maybe didn't stay up and see it, maybe you don't have the SEC network and didn't see it, I thought Kellen Mond looked decent last night. 17 of 25, 184 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. But Travion Williams last night, 20 carries, 240 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Again, against a tomato can of a defense. But you got to stop Mon next week. You got to stop Williams next week. And then Osbon, the talented wide receiver, 6 catches for 81 yards. A&M put up 59. They won't put up 59 next week. I go on that limb there. Numbers matter at University Cottages, universitycottages.com. Hey, you're looking for a great place to live. I've got a friend of mine that tells me yesterday. He goes, look, I'm in this house right now, and I got to get out, man. And I'm thinking I'm paying $1,100 in this house, and I'm by myself now, and I can't do this. And, you know, it's like University Cottages, man. This makes all the sense in the world. You're paying about half of that, and you get your own cottage. You're going to love it. It's University Cottages, universitycottages.com. Get in touch with them. This is your own. It's not an apartment. It's not a condo. It's your own cottage with all the great amenities that you're looking for. All these 2018 amenities you see everywhere, they've got it. They've got it at a much better price. The number that really matters, 784-3400, universitycottages.com. Short break. We'll come back. Zach Orr has segment 2 right after this.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Sweeney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Sweeney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Having one of those days when nothing seems to go your way? It's never too late to restart your day at Bojangles with our delicious breakfast biscuits served for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Restart your day with 2 country ham biscuits for $3. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction. If you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. With hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, you get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Want to mow like a pro? Then look no further than Carolina Lawn and Tractor. We have John Deere lawn tractors starting at only $1,499. Save $200 on X330 and X350 lawn tractors. Plus, get 12 months 0% interest with minimum payment. With 33 years of experience and reliable technicians, you will be ready to mow like a pro. See Carolina Lawn and Tractor at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard for details on special financing. Sale ends October 26, 2018. Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Thursday's Burger and a Brew. Any one of our delicious burgers and domestic beer for $10. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear. Featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Road Rage is heading to George Coleman Ford this afternoon as we preview the season opener with Furman. We'll have complete analysis of the game, Papa John's pizza, and of course, great deals on trucks and cars. Join me from 3 to 7 this afternoon at George Coleman Ford.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell link belt excavators at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Link belt equipment sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Relax. We're all in with our Founders Federal Credit Union Clemson debit card. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Founders Clemson debit card. Visit our Clemson office to get your debit card today or call 1-800-845-1614 to order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders is proud to be a sponsor of Clemson University. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Tigers.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
Hendrick Honda is surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easily help you on the path to success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easily, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easily vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easily, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
That's why they get up in the morning.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, the countdown has begun. Beginning October 1st of 2020, the South Carolina driver's license or identification card must have that gold star. It's a real ID. This process has already begun. People are already starting to get these. In order to get that identification to board a domestic flight or a commercial flight, you need to enter a secure federal building, or if you need military installation base, you need to get in there. You have to purchase yours, or you can also do this now because you don't want to stand in any long lines. We're talking about these real ID identification cards at the SC Department Motor Vehicles, SCDMV. On their website, they can answer all of your questions. If you're eligible, what do you need to bring? Proof of identity, proof of current physical South Carolina address, any proof of legal name changes, anything that you need here, they tell you exactly what you need. For instance, you need two proofs of current physical South Carolina address, a proof of identity as well. So get in touch with the folks at SCDMV to find out what you need, when you need it. It gives you wait times at all branches. You can see, like, if it's just a busy day, I like this idea, the technology, they're doing that online live with that. Check them out online. It's scdmvonline.com, scdmvonline.com. Mr. Orr, do you have your real ID yet?
I do have my real ID, so that makes me better than you, right? Like, yes. I'm already prepared and ready to go, so.
Everybody knew that to begin with. That was a layup question. Everybody knew that. The host of segment number two, Mr. Zach Orr.
Thank you, Mickey Plyler. Last night, 12 different football games happened on a Thursday night to open the season kind of officially. I know we had some games last weekend, but last night really felt like the official open to the season. UCF and UConn was the first game that kicked off there, and it was all kinds of fun outside of the opening kick, of course. It was fun to watch a little bit of the UConn quarterback there. Mackenzie Milton stole the show for UCF, going 24-32 for 346 and 5 touchdowns last night against UConn. Another long season for the Huskies in store. But the games I really want to talk about with you, Mickey, are the ones that I believe you watched. The Northwestern-Purdue, Wake Forest and Tulane, and then, of course, Northwestern State visiting Texas A&M, Clemson's Week 2 opponent. What did you take away from the Texas A&M-Northwestern State game with Kellen Mond? Only throwing for 184 yards, but they put up 59 on Northwestern State and had, I think, 509 yards rushing or some ridiculous stat like that.
Yeah, they had 503 yards rushing on 61 carries and 5 touchdowns. They threw it for 255. Mm-hmm. Starkle did come in late and go 5 of 8 for 63. The positives for A&M, I thought that Mond looked fairly sharp. He took too many sacks, and he holds on to it too long. Clemson's defensive line will destroy A&M's offensive line, and Mond's going to be struggling all night long. Obviously, the huge positive is Trayvon Williams, 20 carries, 240 yards, and 3 touchdowns, including a 73-yarder on the very first drive. I tell you, I like the second team back, 8 carries for 83 yards. He's an athletic-looking guy for them. And the big receiver, Osborne, is a player, 6 catches, 81 yards. They got one of the best tight ends in the country, and Sternberger with 5 catches for 56 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Offense was good. The issues on offense, though, it's all up front. A&M's offensive line did not look very good to me.
And
I think Clemson needs that up. Yeah, it didn't look great there. You know, again, Northwestern State is but Northwestern State, that was just a – it wasn't very good. It wasn't very athletic defense there, I'll tell you that.
So what are you expecting from that offensive line next week? Is that going to be leaks all over the place? Are they going to struggle with Venables and his blitz packages? What are you expecting next weekend?
21 points wins that game next week. A&M won't score more than 17 to 20 points next week. But Clemson will come in and physically beat up that offensive line and defensive line too. Look, let's don't pretend. A&M gave it 230 through the air. Mm-hmm. Northwestern State didn't try to run the ball very much. Only 13 carries last night for 21 yards. And I'm more encouraged after seeing A&M last night. For Clemson's standpoint, look, you know, I can certainly see that.
Wasn't a full house last night for the A&M Northwestern State game?
A couple of things there. One is it's a Thursday night. But you would think the new Jimbo Fisher era, you'd have a little bigger crowd there. The other thing is it's a 100,000-seat stadium.
Sure.
And so they probably had 80,000 there last night, right? Is that what you guess?
Oh, yeah.
80,000 is great, but 80,000 to 100,000 seat stadium looks bad.
It looks terrible.
And it's on upper decks. And even, you know, you can still get Clemson A&M tickets next week. Now, to their defense, it was hot, and it was a Thursday night. So I don't blame them all together. And it's a terrible opponent. Let's just mention that. So I think you'll see, you know, 95, 98, maybe 100,000. Probably the biggest crowd. I think we say this maybe the biggest crowd Clemson's ever played in front of next week. Is that pretty safe to say?
Have they played in other stadiums that have been 100,000 plus?
Nope.
Then, yeah, that would be fair to say. It's going to be exciting. Hopefully they pack it out and it's loud and raucous, and Clemson goes in there and handles their business next weekend. Elsewhere around the games last night, the other one that drew my attention, Northwestern and Purdue. It was a fun game to watch. It took forever. It was entirely too long, but it was a fun game to watch, with Rondell Moore coming out and announcing himself on the college football Division I level with all kinds of all-purpose yards last night. He led the whole game in receptions, 11 receptions, 109 yards, and a touchdown. Takeaways from the Northwestern-Purdue game last night, that Northwestern came out on top, 31-27.
Did I miss your takes on the A&M game?
My takes on the A&M game?
Yeah, did I miss your takes?
My takes are the same as what yours are. They have a leaky offensive line that's going to cause them all kinds of trouble next week. And Kellen Mond looked okay. Doesn't look great throwing the ball. We all thought that was going to be the case. And Jimbo Fisher is Jimbo Fisher. I mean, what do you want me to say about it? They played Northwestern State.
All right. Purdue, you mentioned Moore. Now, you're going to think I'm the biggest geek in the world.
Ooh.
But I was watching on the Big Ten Network. It's the opening practice of a Purdue season. And Anthony Poindexter, the former Virginia safety, is one of their coaches.
Yep.
And I only watched about 10 minutes of it. Don't get me wrong. It's not like I've been sitting around watching Purdue football practice all year. But this Rondell Moore kid, a freshman, who's about 5'8" and 170 pounds, looked great in blowing by these defensive backs. And last night, 11 catches for 109, a touchdown, 2 carries for 79 and a touchdown. He's going to make this offense go. There was no defense played in this game. As a kid, they used to say, Mr. Orr 24, they used to say the Big Ten was 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Purdue outgained him last night, but the 3 turnovers were the difference in this game. Purdue outgained him by 71 yards, had more first downs, had more passing yards, had more rushing yards. But the fact is, 3 turnovers to none was the big difference in Northwestern coming on the road and getting a big win.
Huge win last night. The late personal foul, I don't know if you said him watch the entire game last night. Probably
what do you think of the call?
Probably cost Purdue that game, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was a tough call, but I thought it was the right call.
Tough call, but the right call.
Agreed?
I can agree with that. You want to speak about some tough calls, but maybe not the right calls. Did you watch a lot of the Wake Forest-Tulane game? The referees in that game were abysmal in the first half, at least.
Yeah, I was turning back and forth. I saw bits and pieces of this. The Hartman, the quarterback at Wake Forest, I'm surprised now. He threw it 51 times. Is that right? Yeah, threw it 51 times. I'm
31 of 51 for 378 yards. 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Yeah.
They ran 94 plays. They had plenty of yards, but they couldn't get it in the end zone. And this is another one where they just kept self-inflicting, man. It didn't look great. 3 turnovers, 6 penalties. But, I was a little surprised. Freshmen threw it around a lot pretty good. They moved it to the 20s.
They had 548 yards of total offense. Only put up 23 points against Tulane last night. Had to go to overtime.
To win. Yeah, 17 in regulation.
Ugh.
Well, they missed a field goal down there, a short little chip shot field goal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be a little concerned about the running game. But Hartman was the offense, man. He runs it. He's an athletic guy. It reminds you of some of the decent quarterbacks they've had at Wake Forest in the last few years. But I can tell you, man, I was getting kind of impressed with the freshman.
Is there a chance that Hartman can hang on to this job once the suspension is up?
I think so. I think he's the best player. I mean, Hinton didn't look the way Hartman looked last night on the road in his very first game. He looked good to me. And really, this was a Dortch had a good game last night, but the surprise is Surratt kid. I thought Dortch was as good a wide receiver as there was in the ACC last year as a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
But this Surratt kid came and had 11 catches last night as well. Between those two guys, they had 23 catches. Now, again, most of them were underneath throws. But I thought Hartman looked pretty good. The rest of the Wake Forest, the offensive line's not great. Colburn did not have a great game last night. They put Carney in late, kind of a bull, physical back, and end up getting a nice win for him. But, struggling against Tulane. Now, I will tell you this. You remember yesterday's show where Josh Williams writes in, and it was a 7-point spread, and he said the sharp money's moving that thing down to 6. Remember that?
I do.
What was the spread last night?
6.
What was the game score last night?
It was within 6.
23-17, yep. 6 points.
Yep.
You got to pay attention when you get Josh Williams on here.
You got to pay attention
to some with it. Yeah.
Elsewhere around the country last night, Minnesota takes care of New Mexico State, 48-10, rows the boat to perfection. Ball State beat Central Connecticut last night. Georgia State over Kennesaw State, 24-20. Louisiana Monroe takes care of Southwestern, 34-31. We mentioned Purdue and Northwestern. Michigan Wake Forest, UAB puts up 52 on Savannah State. Oklahoma State cruises for a 58-17 win over Missouri State. Utah, 41-10 over Weber State. And then UC Davis, 44-38 over San Jose State.
Did you mention Oklahoma State?
Yes, 58-17 over Missouri State.
Yeah. That was one because, I was interested in the Power 5 last night.
Mm-hmm.
And Oklahoma State getting up 17, that might be a little eye-opener. Maybe a little bit there, defensive-wise. They've just had defensive issues. Now, again, they scored 58, but that's what I took from that game, is that, and I didn't watch that game last night, but You know, they gave up 17 in the first three quarters. Not like that they put in the third team there at the end and did that. And the other thing is, let me make sure I'm right by saying this. The other thing is that Missouri State had only had 260 yards. I thought it would have been a little more than that. But 17 points was a – you know what? Wasn't really a great game for them last night defensively. Offensively, exactly what you think it would be. Hill had 122 on the ground, and they had another 100-yard rusher, and they rushed for 436. Just outclassed them for the most part. I saw a lot of bad football last night. Saw some a bunch of penalties last night, a few turnovers last night. It looked like a lot of the opening game stuff for most of the people that we saw last night.
Absolutely.
Who impressed you the most? What team impressed you the most?
What team impressed me the most last night? I'd have to say, I guess Northwestern. Northwestern and their dual quarterback system that maybe we're seeing in Clemson this year. I would say Pat Fitzgerald and Northwestern impressed me most last night.
I would agree with that. That's a nice road win. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, it does so much for you because let me quickly do this before we take a break, Mr. Or 24. And looking at the two schedules, let me give you what it means to first two Northwestern. It's a win. It is an opening win. You know, a lot of these teams open up against, you know, non-Power 5 schools, and I get that. It is a win against a division opponent. Now, I don't think this means they're going to challenge Wisconsin, but I think this puts them right there with Iowa, maybe better Nebraska, maybe Minnesota. That was going on the road and getting that kind of win. I thought that was really big for them. Now, from here on out, Duke, Akron, open date. They get Michigan on the other side, at Michigan State on the other side, Nebraska at Rutgers, Wisconsin. They do play Notre Dame. It's a tough schedule. At Iowa, at Minnesota, and Illinois. Had he lost that one last night, they don't win 10 games like they won last year. On the other side of it, Purdue, after losing at home last night, they have Eastern Michigan. They get Missouri. That'll be interesting. Boston College will be interesting. They go to Nebraska. They go to Illinois. They get Ohio State from the other side and at Michigan State. Iowa at home, at Minnesota, Wisconsin, and at Indiana. I think this was a dagger for Purdue. They'll be underdogs, I would think. Let's say they split Missouri and Boston College. Let's say can they beat Nebraska on the road? I don't think so now, but they could have Ohio State at Michigan State and Wisconsin. I mean, a bowl game now, I think it's kind of a long shot for Jeff Brohm in year number two. And I hate to say, I mean, I hate just to react to one game, but this really puts Purdue puts them behind the eight ball moving forward, I think. Am I putting too much in 1 week?
No, I think it puts them behind the eight ball completely. They had a great atmosphere last night, by the way. That stadium looked fantastic.
Hey, I like the railroad tracks down the side of the field. You like
big
that?
Big fan. Huge fan of that.
Yeah. Nice little chrome helmets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, gold numbers on their jerseys. I liked all that. Mm. So that was good, man. I enjoyed segment two today, by the way.
Appreciate it.
Just want to let you know. I always do. Part of South Carolina's finest, the Highway Patrol here in line at Chick-fil-A of Clemson. I always love seeing those guys. Hope they're safe out there today. I don't always love seeing them. I don't like seeing them when they're behind my car with blue light on. I like seeing them when they're at Chick-fil-A drive-thru, keeping the upcountry, upstate of South Carolina all safe. Hey, I want to tell you about my friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. I call them my friends because they really are. I've known Benji McCall for years and Amanda McCall for years and seen their business grow. I met Mark Hawkins, I don't know, 8 or 10 years ago maybe. And everybody, some of Mark's personal friends, some business people I get, sometimes I get texts or tweets and everybody says the same thing. Boy, Mark, he's exactly what you said he is. He's just a good guy. That's a wholesome guy, a great dad, great father, great husband, and really good part of this community. And it's the kind of people that I just really enjoy doing business with. A mortgage can be pretty doggone intimidating. There's so many terms, so many things you're signing. When Mark sat down on our last loan with us, when we remodeled our home, he made everything so doggone simple, man. It was just nice to see. It's our great friends at Prime Lending. If you're looking at buying a home, remodeling a home, refinancing your home, give these people a shot at your business. They will earn your business. You will like Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. When we come back, we're going to get some phone calls. Nick and Anderson, Snap Hook, Delvin, you guys, hang on. I promise we'll take your phone calls, 654-ROAR, Northern Communication phone lines right after this.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Friday night for the Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Greenville at BHP. Pre-game starts at 7 p.m. right here on 105.5 The Roar.
September 1st marks not only the end of the wait for Clemson Tiger football, but also an unprecedented 200th episode of the Tiger Pre-Game Show with Scott Reimer and Kelly Gremlin. Game day starts with a Tiger Pre-Game Show exclusively on 105.5 The Roar. And we're ready to celebrate 200 fantastic shows with Scott Reimer. The 2018 season kicks off September 1st at 6 a.m. Your Clemson Tigers and the Priority One Security Tiger Pre-Game Show brought to you by Granger Nissan. Only on the flagship station for Clemson football, 105.5 The Roar.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson. M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Just in time for the new season, ACD Sports and Easley invites you to their new and much bigger home. The Little Clemson Store That Could has a huge new location in the Hammock Shopping Plaza on 123 in Easley. On your way to and from Death Valley, ACD Sports carries a vast selection of Clemson merchandise and apparel. From toddlers to teenagers to retired Tigers, no need fighting the crowds in Tiger Town. Head to the all-new ACD Sports and Easley online at clemsonfan.shop. ACD Sports, Easley.
Only the best pass our tests. Anderson Ford puts every Ford-certified pre-owned car, truck, and SUV and crossover through a 172-point inspection before you buy one. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle gives you the knowledge and the confidence that your vehicle has been thoroughly inspected and comes with a manufacturer-backed limited warranty. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle is ready, check, go. Buy and ride with confidence. Anderson Ford. Clemson Boulevard. Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the CatBus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
It's Tiger Time. You know what I'm talking about. Tiger Time Magazine, the preseason collector's edition you have to know and trust for 17 years. It covers everything a Tiger fan will want to know about the upcoming season, including game day outlooks, player profiles, hot topics, the 2018 signing class, electrifying photos, and much more. Pick up your Tiger Time Magazine entitled Clemson's Steel Curtain at Walmart, Bilo, Barnes & Noble, Walgreens, 7-Eleven, Circle K, Dollar General, or visit TigerTime.net to order online. Don't miss out.
It's auction time. Saturday, September 8th, Johnny King Auctioneers returns to Anderson, South Carolina at 115 Old Denver Road, selling farm and construction equipment, vehicles, tools, and so much more. A preview will be Friday, September 7th from noon until 5 p.m. Anybody can buy or sell. If you wish to sell, call 554-0929. Visit jkauctions.com for all auction info. That's Johnny King Auctioneers, bringing buyers and sellers together in Anderson on Saturday, September 8th. Go Tigers!
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
You in?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here on a College Football Friday from Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Granger Nissan of Anderson, they want to be your dealer here. Hey, look, let's just be honest about it. You could go in there today and say, look, I know it's late, but we need a little tailgate machine for tomorrow. Don't think it's ever too late. Go by and see our great friends over at Granger Nissan of Anderson. I'm on their website right now. It's 363 vehicles on their lots at Granger Nissan of Anderson, and inventory is the most important part of it. We talk about that year-end sale. Today is the last day of the month of August. This is their year-end model sales event going on right now. They're down to 275. This thing started well over 300. They're down to 275 of those brand-new vehicles. Check them out. They have specials on all the complete lines. At Nissan, we're talking about the Altima, the Frontier, the Kicks. The brand-new-looking Kicks is awesome. They're awesome. The Murano Pathfinder. I mean, look at the Rogue, the Sentra, the Titan. That Versa, you know, I like that Armada, the nice-looking SUV. You want something to tailgate in tomorrow? Go by and figure it out today. Today's the last day of this year in sales event at Granger Nissan of Anderson, 3510 Clemson. Call them 324-0650. Check them out online. Everything you need to do is online there at Granger Nissan of Anderson. com. Our telephone numbers, which you can reach us, 654-ROAR, 654-7627 on the Northern Communication phone lines. Let's get to three phone calls in this segment if we can, Mr. Orr 24. Nick is in Anderson. Hey, good morning, Nick. Thanks for hanging through the break. How you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good. I just want to talk about one of the bad things that are going nothing about college football, but one of the bad things I saw last night going across the ticker on ESPN is that the NCAA found no violations on Michigan State in the Nazar case, sexual case. I was like, how do you not find any institutional control, nothing on that? And the main point I just called about was this: how great is finally had college football back, and that actual Northwestern game went all that bad last night. It's kind of fun to watch them play. And see Texas A&M kind of, and see part of Texas A&M game. And hope everyone has a safe and drives up to Clemson and comes home safe this weekend. Thanks for taking my call, Mickey.
Nick, thank you so much. I appreciate the phone call. Very nice. Yeah, be very safe. Obviously, traffic. Arrive early. We're going to talk more about that later on. The issue coming out of the Nassar case at Michigan State, again, this is an idea of judicial versus jurisdiction. The NCAA said that they did not see any further inquiry into potential violations for their rules about the sexual assault cases. You know, you can... Obviously, it's one of the most disgusting things that we've ever seen in sports, in college sports. But as far as any additional penalties, as far as the NCAA and rules that were broken, institutional control is a part of that. But with that said, though, you know, from an NCAA standpoint, there was nothing further they can do, and you know, that's a judicial issue that has been taken care of and will continue to be taken care of, and hopefully justice served more down the future, down the line there too. Snap Hook is with us next. Good morning, Snap Hook. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How are you?
Man, couldn't be better.
Man, if those state troopers are there, pick them up a chicken biscuit on my tab, man. They're about to be busy. Mrs. Snap Hook's about to leave the work. So. Yeah. Look them up.
Yeah. I need to watch it one time, man. I need to see it one time. Is it that?
Well,
is it an attention thing? Is it just a? Because she's a good athlete, right? She's got good hand-eye coordination.
Yeah. No doubt, she can hit a golf ball, but when it comes to driving a vehicle, brother, I don't know how religious you are, but you'll find Jesus if you drive the passenger seat. There's no doubt about it.
Well, you need to find a divorce attorney sometime soon, too.
No. It's cheaper to keep her, brother.
Okay, I'm saying she's gonna dump you. The way you're talking about her, she might dump you.
No. I'll pay the car insurance versus alimony. Trust me.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
Man, we did our annual tradition. We went to Tiger Sports Shop, loaded down with some new swag. got the truck loaded up, Mickey. We're ready to go. I'm even at work an hour early. I just couldn't sleep. I mean, it's just we're so jacked up about it. I mean, it's underway. We're ready to go. I just wanted to, you know, tell everybody how excited we are. And everybody be safe, especially those that come in from the Seneca side of 93. Y'all be patient getting in there just like we are. And, I promise everybody I won't let Miss Snapfoot drive.
I like it, man. Be careful coming in tomorrow. Thanks for coming, Snapfoot.
Y'all take it easy.
All right, man. Hey, Zach, got one for you right quick. You ready?
Sure.
Speaking of getting to work early and getting there early, when Tommy West told me, former coach here at Clemson, that he got invited to play Augusta National after he became the head coach here. And he said, this is in the off season, obviously. And he came in and he said, he's laying in bed and he's got like two or three alarms set for like 5 o'clock. So he's going to get up, shower and get down there. He doesn't even play till like noon or something, but he just wants to get down there. And he's tossing and turning in bed. And his wife looks at him and says, Tommy, what's wrong? He's like, I can't sleep. And she knows he's going to play Augusta. But she's like, I don't understand this. And she didn't know a whole lot about golf, I don't guess. But she said, I don't understand. What's the deal? I said, I'm so nervous. I'm so excited. And he tossed and turned till about midnight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, this is ridiculous. Why don't you just go on down there? So he leaves his house at midnight. 2 hours later, checks into a hotel at 2 a.m. down in Augusta just to be sure that he got there and then all the alarms and everything. So he was – that's like Snapbook this morning, getting to work an hour early. You know you're excited when you get to work an hour early. You were there early this morning at the station.
I'm wearing solid orange this morning. I'm wearing that Hunter Renfro shirt we both have.
Love it.
Very excited for tomorrow's festivities. I'm not happy that I'm missing them because I'll be here, of course, working it. But excited nonetheless.
Well, let me tell you. So we got both have Clemson shirts on today. Mm-hmm. My Eskimo brother there. Let me get Delvin up next on our Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. Good morning, Delvin. I hope you're doing well.
I don't care how you guys doing this morning, man.
Very blessed.
Yeah, it's not like you and Zach wasn't impressed with Texas A&M last night, especially with their line of scrimmage. I think I agree with you guys. That's going to be the key in the game this weekend. And I always ask you this every Friday before the game. I'll go ask what's your key for a bit. I'm saying, we know they play against from no disrespect, but what are you looking for tomorrow from the guys tomorrow? And I'll get your answer out there because I know you got a guest calling on it. So thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Delvin. Very nice. Very kind of you. I appreciate that. What am I looking for tomorrow? I think, again, Clemson's going to win the game. And you ask that every week, and it's a good question for you. I'm looking forward to seeing the newcomers. I'm looking forward to seeing, and no disrespect to all the other starters and all the other guys we've seen this way. And I'm looking for market improvement with all the other guys coming back. I'm thank goodness that I get to see Mitch Hyatt and I get to see Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant and those guys again and Christian Wilkins. I get to see the guys play again. Certainly looking forward to that. But and did there's some other guys like T. Higgins. Is he ready to take the step? I think he is. He showed signs last year that he is. I'm looking forward to seeing Garrett Williams back at tight end. I'm looking forward to seeing Isaiah Simmons take that next step. Kayvon Wallace as a starter for the first time take that next step. To A.J. Terrell, some of those guys. But more than anything else, just the newcomers. You know, I've never seen Justin Ross in person. Hadn't seen Lynn J. Dixon in person. We've seen the spring game, but I want to see Trevor Lawrence, obviously. You know, I want to see Darion Kendrick tomorrow. I want to see Jackson Carmen tomorrow, the newcomers. Let's check it out and see how things work out with Xavier Thomas tomorrow. See if we get a little KJ Henry in the game tomorrow, too. So, you know, BT Potter on kickoffs, maybe on other things. So, certainly come and you know, see Simpson's newcomers coming out tomorrow. It's going to be a heck of a lot of fun to watch that. Hey, my friends at Trail want to build your next building for you. Will Huss has been a friend of mine for a long time. Now, I learn something from him all the time. It's probably aggravating about learning more about their business. And I go over there and we schedule these meetings where I go learn more about Trail over their beautiful facility, their beautiful office over near Floor Field, behind Floor Field, or West End Stadium over there. And so I ask a bunch of questions. We schedule these meetings for about an hour, and 2 hours into it, I'm still asking questions because I love their business model. And I love how they keep delivering these products, these buildings on time. And I love how they keep delivering these products on budget. And it's not a coincidence how this thing works. The master master builder approach. It's been around since biblical times, and it just works. There's so many different pros to it and so few cons with it. You're going to love it. It's a little bit different, but it is ultra successful. They're having a great success of doing it here in the upstate. I want you to call Trehl, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Our great friends at Trehl. When we come back, top of the hour, we'll have one open phone line segment. Our good friend who is a little bit injured over here, Herb Tyler. Looks like he's got a wing. We'll talk about that in hour number two.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville.